And now let's listen to a one-man band. The band is Passion Pit. If you see them in performance, you will see five musicians, but on albums like their latest release, nearly everything you hear is the work of one man, Michael Angelakis. He does have some backup, like on the drums, but Angelakis writes the songs, writes the lyrics, plays the keyboards and guitar, works endlessly to tweak the synthesizers for a song opening like this one.
That beginning was about, 8 or 9 hours of programming and just getting the idea for it, and then the whole song kind of just fell into place.
He also sings and harmonizes with himself. And Angelakis' voice, as much as anything, distinguishes this music, floating comfortably among the high notes. It's fitting that Angelakis creates almost alone. His first album started as songs he recorded as a Valentine's Day gift to a girlfriend. The music soon attracted a much wider following. Now the second album, called Gossamer, mixes happy-sounding music with dark lyrics, many of them dwelling on Angelakis' own tendency to self-medicate.
There's so many bands that talk about alcohol, and it's not that interesting to me. The alcohol was just another character, but it was a minor character.
The major character is Angelakis himself and the people in his life who were affected by his behavior.
When you become cognizant of the fact that you are hurting people and you are out of control and you feel like, there's no solution, all you want is for them to leave, because you don't want to hurt anyone.
And so he sings about pushing people away. Angelakis now says he is completely sober, though after he spoke with us, he made an announcement that cannot be easy for a young band publicizing a new album. He has canceled 6 performances this month to, as he put it, improve his mental health. Michael Angelakis, Passion Pit, the band's new album, Gossamer, is out today, and you can hear it now at npr.org.